It's an iconic part of California's history, which has been commemorated in many ways.
It's on our flag. It's our sports teams, the UCLA Bruins, the Cal Bears.
But most people don't know much about the official state animal of California, the California grizzly bear.
About 75% of Californians don't know whether grizzlies currently exist in this state.
Dr. Peter Alagona is an environmental researcher at UC Santa Barbara who's one of the founders of the California Grizzly Study Group. He says that, sadly, the state hasn't had grizzlies for close to a century.
Grizzlies were very common in the state historically. Around the time of the Gold Rush in 1849, there is estimated to have been about 10,000 grizzlies in California, which is roughly the same population density as present-day Alaska. There were more grizzlies in California than any other state in the American West other than Alaska. And then over the course of about one human lifetime between 1850 and the mid-1920s, the population plummeted. The last credible sighting of a grizzly in California was in 1924.
Alagona talks about what happened to the state's grizzlies.
Mainly, it was hunting and trapping and poisoning. In the years following the Gold Rush, the state's agricultural and ranching industries expanded dramatically. During that time, grizzlies were essentially deemed pest species. They were poisoned on agricultural lands and on ranch lands. And they were also hunted for sport, for macho glory, by folks like Grizzly Adams, who was an actual person.
The grizzly population in other parts of the U.S. was at risk as well, but following the start of conservation efforts in the 1970s, has bounced back.
Grizzlies are brown bears, and that species of brown bear is very common worldwide. It's the most numerous of the 8 species of bears that exist on this planet. There are probably about 200,000 brown bears worldwide. They live throughout Asia and in parts of Europe and Canada and Alaska. In the lower 48 U.S. states, they only now live in Montana, Wyoming, Idaho, and Washington state.
Some environmental groups have proposed reintroducing grizzlies to California, but researchers realize we don't know much about the state's bears, certainly not enough to make informed decisions. The last real study of the state's grizzlies was done back in the 1950s. So last year, Alagona and some other researchers formed the California Grizzly Study Group. The idea is to provide impartial information on everything from the biology to the science and history of the bears.
The purpose of our group is not to advocate for bringing grizzlies back to California or to advocate for keeping them away. The purpose is to provide people with the information that they would need to have a really intelligent discussion about it.
Alagona spent part of the summer in Montana, where he tried to learn more about the behavior of grizzlies from people who lived near them. He says people who live in grizzly country peacefully coexist with them, even though they get a bad rap in modern culture.
The images and ideas that have been built up over time through legends and through literature and through media condition us to see these animals in certain ways. I think about movies like The Revenant, for example. The truth of the matter is, in many areas where people live in grizzly country, grizzly interactions are pretty rare. People don't see them all that often. And when they do see them, negative interactions are extremely rare as well.
Still, what's it like to come face to face with one of the massive bears?
It's an amazing experience. I've seen grizzlies in the wild in Montana and also in Alaska. It's a bracing experience. When I see them, I'm kind of awestruck by their power and their beauty and by their indifference to people.
The UCSB researcher says the goal is to provide information which can be useful for environmentalists and the public at large. It could help take away some of the mystique of the majestic creatures whose images are all around us, even if they no longer exist in California.
Artwork, place names related to grizzlies and bears in California, mascots, all these sorts of things. When you start to see this, you realize what a huge impact this animal has had on the kind of history and development of the state.
Lance Orozco, KCLU News.